And welcome back in to Thursday morning, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Looking at the monitor here in the studio right now, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, winds are whipping up, waves are coming in. Speaking of waves coming in, let's bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike, take it that y'all are hurricane safe out in Las Vegas. I'm assuming you're in Las Vegas right now in the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios out there.
Yeah, if a hurricane comes to the desert, we're in trouble. Not only us, I think the globe would be in trouble. It's still dark out. It's early out here. But good to be on. We have a lot of games canceled this week, but we don't have NFL canceled. It starts tonight.
Right. Hurricane Florence is already wreaking havoc on college football this weekend. Several FCS games have been canceled. We've had a few postponements like Appy State and Southern Miss. They've actually been postponed. They're going to try to make those up. But these have been canceled, and that's Marshall at South Carolina, Western Carolina at number 13, Virginia Tech, number 14, West Virginia at North Carolina State, and number 18, Central Florida at North Carolina. Mike, this is the second time in two seasons that Central Florida has had a game canceled because of a hurricane. Last year they had their game canceled with Georgia Tech. So and ironically, it's the same week of the season. So, you know, if you want a cancellation, schedule Central Florida for the second week of the season.
Yeah, that's a tough break for them because, remember, I mean, look, they're not afraid to play anyone. And they're like Boise State. They'll go play anyone anywhere as long as teams agree to play them and put them on the schedule. And this is 2 years in a row. Of course, last year they were undefeated. And I think that could have helped their cause. I don't know what difference it would have made, but playing if they would have gotten a win over an ACC Georgia Tech team and added that on, and then this year one of their Power 5 matchups is canceled again, that's a tough break.
It is. I want to remind everyone that Mike Bernard is his appearance here this morning on GameDaySportsRadio.com is most always brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Property, Life, many other products that State Farm Insurance offers. State Farm here to help life go right. And if you're in the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh, Pelham, Alabama, 205-663-3119. Or contact your local agent wherever you are listening to us on GameDaySportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, Georgia Southern talked about cancellations of some games. Georgia Southern, number 2 Clemson, they've moved that from a 3:30 kick to a noon kick. But we actually have had some games today that have been moved up. Old Dominion and Charlotte, they're going to kick off at 4 p.m. this afternoon instead of the 7:30 kick that they had scheduled. And then Boston College is playing Wake Forest on the campus of Wake Forest. And, again, that was an 8 p.m. kick, I believe, on ESPN. Now that game is kicking at 5:30. And then one more Division I game tonight. 1AA Tennessee Tech travels out to take on the Aggies of Utah State in Logan, Utah. No storm effect there.
No, and the Boston College-Wake Forest game, I'm looking forward to that. That game comes on this afternoon. As you mentioned, they moved it up, and I believe that ESPN still will have the television coverage.
I think they will. Let's talk about tonight's NFL game, the Ravens and the Bengals. That's an 8:20 kick on the NFL Network. It's an early season matchup for first place in the AFC North, really. Now, you know, both these quarterbacks kind of come in with a cloud hanging over them from the offseason. Not that long ago, many thought that longtime Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, that he would be shipped off in favor of the younger A.J. McCarron. And after a brief stint with the Bills, McCarron, he's now out in Oakland as Derek Carr's backup. And Dalton is once again the toast of Cincinnati, as is Joe Flacco back in good graces in Baltimore. But in that opening week win over the Colts, 34-23, Andy Dalton went 21 of 28 with a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, he played well, and both quarterbacks did come into 2018 with a chip on their shoulder. They want to quiet the doubters. The Bengals got a nice road win at Indy. And then, of course, the Ravens just absolutely drubbed the Bills in Baltimore.
Flacco, like, you know, Dalton, he heard the rumors in the offseason that he was time for him to go and let's get him traded and get somebody, you know, let's go ahead and get youth going in here. But Flacco looked pretty sharp against the Bills, 25-34, 236 yards, three touchdowns as the Ravens shellacked Buffalo 47-3.
Yeah, not often do you see a score of 47-3 in the NFL. That was a beatdown. But he's going to face a better defense Thursday night, and it's on the road. The Bengals knocked Baltimore out of the playoffs last year in the last game of 2017. And, of course, the media is focused on the revenge factor. But Harbaugh downplays it. This is the NFL. And the revenge theory rarely decides who wins or loses. Stat to look at. The Ravens are 12-3 against the number, their last 15 against AFC North teams in their division. But of those three losses, two were the Bengals, both straight up and against the number.
All right, Mike, appreciate you taking time this Thursday morning to preview these two games. Of course, we'll be back on live in the morning, Friday morning, where we have Inside the Numbers, taking a look at the top college games that'll be taking place on Saturday.
Yeah, look forward to it. Have some compelling games. It's nice to see these interesting games weeks 1, 2, and 3.
All right, folks. Batten down the hatches if you're over on the coast. North Carolina, South Carolina, things are picking up. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.